John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
You're dumb. You're dumb. You're dumb. You're dumb. Same thing. Same thing. Still dumb. Still dumb.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name is Jimmy. His name is Jake. We're going to do the lineups. We're going to do the pitching path to victory. Jake's got a what to watch for. I've got a what to watch for. We're going to do the homer draft, the over-unders, premonitions, and that's going to be the entirety of the show. Jake, how are you doing?
James, Zach, back at it. We lost you yesterday, weekly dumb Mondays, so BBD hops in.
Worst day of my week. Can't be here.
So you finally admitted Monday's your least favorite day of the week.
Not because of the weekly dumb, because I can't be here.
Well, that's because of the weekly dumb. Gotta admit it. What'd you think of yesterday's game?
Didn't like it. Yankees lost.
Well,
that's a summary.
Well, yeah. if you didn't like what happened yesterday, you're sure to love the lineup today. If no one tuned in to the episode today, the Tuesday main episode, we always do a little guess the lineup. And it's fun because Jake and I say, well, you'll probably give this guy rest or probably give that guy rest. Well, you know, but
no,
if they want
lefty tomorrow, lefty so tomorrow.
Well, you know, if they played their best lineup, this is probably what it'd be. And then the lineup comes out and I get excited because I'm like, maybe Jake and I were kind of on to something. And then they throw this lineup out, which was the most deflating lineup we've had in a while in a slew of deflating lineups. This is the most unnecessary Yankees lineup we've seen in a while. You know, we've seen some, like, you know, the Orioles series, we saw some deflating lineups, but it was due to people being out and injured and stuff. They have the opportunity to do a good lineup tonight. We did it.
Yeah.
Then they just didn't. I mean, this lineup is stupid. DJ LeMahieu leads off, plays second base. Brett Gardner is batting second, playing center field. Aaron Judge is DHing, batting third. Gio Urshela is playing shortstop. Fuck it. Read the lineup. I don't want to do it. This is the stupidest fucking lineup you could possibly have. And pisses me off. I hope they win by a lot, and then we say, well, you know, we always care too much about the lineup, and blah, 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 who cares they won, but, you know, this
play
is
the
dumb
song from the top, because that's the only part we've listened to so far.
You're dumb. You're dumb. Same thing.
Same thing.
Still dumb. Still dumb.
So right. Stupid. Ryan Lamar playing right field. Not necessary. Not fucking necessary. He's not part of the team. He's not going to be part of the future of the team.
Back from the IL, it's Rugi Odor playing second base, batting fifth. Gary Sanchez, your half not starting catcher.
Dude, Mike Ford playing first base. Not necessary. He's going to be off the team soon. Wade's kind of slapping the ball around. Put Wade at shortstop. He's your lefty bat. Move DJ to first base. Then put Gio at third, where they fucking actually play. There's no reason to force Mike Ford into this lineup. There's no reason to put Ryan Lamar in this lineup. Like, if you're going to give Judge a rest at DH, then just play fucking Clint in right field and Andujar in left field and DH Judge with Guardian center. You don't need to play Ryan Lamar, who's not part of the team. Mike Ford, not part of the team. You don't need to play these guys.
So, Jim.
It's so stupid. I hate this lineup.
The most egregious offense here is Ryan Lamar. Ryan, you're a new friend to the team. You are on, and this is the team's quotes, and they are accurate, to be the right-handed hitting side of the center field platoon. Mike Ford's been with the organization. They're probably saying, we want to get Voight off his feet, whatever, don't care. Clint Frazier is supposed to be a part of the future of this team, no matter where you stand on him, one way or the other, or at least trade bait, even if you don't think he's part of the future of the team, he's part of the future of the team in that way. Ryan Lemar is, and I'm sorry, he's a dead man walking. He's going to be on the Yanks for a couple days. This may be his last 24 hours. Glaber's coming back. No, because they still need him to play center field. There's no reason Ryan Lemar should be in the starting lineup today. That should be Clint Frazier. And there's no explanation for that. There is zero explanation for that. So the rest is kind of whatever, man. We said they might sneak Ford in on us. And if you're going to rest Voight, he's coming off the IL, blah, blah, blah. At least you can put the pieces together. There's no pieces for Ryan Lemar. So whatever, Tyone, drop Dick, rest of the lineup go nuts, but also Gardy's hitting two-hole, having one of the worst hitting seasons of any outfielder in the league. Rougned Odor comes off the IL, a player that these Texas Rangers said it would be a lot easier if we could pay you and you're not on our team, and he's batting fifth, his triumphant return from the IL. Mike Ford hasn't hit a ball in 3 years, so it's tough.
So the bench is Voight, Wade, Higgy, and Clint. Man, there was a way to put out a good lineup today.
Right.
It's not like they're hamstrung.
Coming off back-to-back losses, and you know, the first loss
and
of Tyone,
the as of right now the weakest pitcher in the rotation pitching,
could use a little weight at short behind him maybe.
And tomorrow they're going to force feed us a ton of lefties again.
And Jim, if Glaber is back tomorrow and you're doing all this rest bullshit anyways, why not have Wade at short and put DJ at first? That's, and have Urshela at third. Like
I already said that.
That's, I know, that's the second most egregious. Both egregious.
There's,
and I
no,
don't even like that word.
There's no reason to have Lemar and Ford in this lineup, so I hope they both homer or whatever.
Hit three homers.
But, like, dude, even, like, they're both dead men walking. As soon as Glaber's back, like, Ford's the guy, right?
I think so.
Because then DJ can play first base, and Odor can play second if Voight gets a rest day. And then...
I mean, I think they're doing the classic. We haven't seen this since 2019, but the classic, like, they're using Ford because it's his last day on the
Same
Yankees.
With why they pitched Abreu yesterday. Yeah.
But you've never seen a team do
like,
that with Field.
Getting Clint hot, if that's even possible, is better for the long run. And getting Wade going is even... Who cares? This is so stupid. Maybe Wade's gone. Maybe they're saying that Wade's going to be gone when Glaber comes back tomorrow.
He's the backup shortstop, like...
Gio's starting at short.
Right, but Gio's going to sit tomorrow, because when he starts a game at short, he's sit him. So, like, I don't know, man.
Whatever. What to watch for is this lineup. Does it prove us wrong, or does it not?
This lineup.
If they pinch it, dude, Pilar's nose is fucking wild.
Andujar, Ford, Lemar. Holy smokes.
Pilar's face is nuts.
Looks like a guy in a mob movie that got beat up.
Yeah.
And he's like on his last, like just begging not to be killed.
Yeah, it's a wild.
Stroman said he wanted to get him a, like the Rip Hamilton basketball mask, and I think that'd actually be pretty cool.
That'd be cool. Do you have a what to watch for?
I do, Jim. I went back to the BV Pete well, because... Jim, the Texas Rangers are going Willie Calhoun, Nick the Dick Solak, Nate the Great Lowe, Joey Boboe Gallo, Garcia, who looks really good in center, David Dahl, Kiner Falefa at short, Tasmanian Devil, and then Rob Nen, the former closer, is catching. My what to watch for is Mike Foltynewicz is pitching for Texas. Jim, I got something you're going to like.
Okay.
DJ LeMahieu, 11 for 18. It's a 6.11 batting average against Folty.
I do like that.
So DJ's kind of been, well, he is literally the table setter, and we've seen our offense feed with him on the bases. So, you know, it's kind of has to be Judge today. So hopefully DJ's on for Judge, and Judge hits two-run homers. Tyone's good enough to get it to Loaiza and Chapman or something.
All right.
What was that?
All right.
Imagine if someone made, like, a noise montage of us.
All right. Faulty. I like that. Good stuff.
You want a pitching path to victorious?
I guess so. Is anyone going to get DFA'd tomorrow and they'll just use him no matter what?
No. Unless it was Mike King, but I think this is the amount of pitchers they want. But we'll see. I mean, I think this is Ford or Andujar's last route. No, it's got to be Ford's last route. Andujar can play first. So can DJ.
They might send Andujar bound. But now Andujar's playing the outfield.
This has to be Ford's last game.
You would think.
Which is nuts because other teams don't hear that and say, wow, this guy's the worst player on our team. Let's play him today. And that's what the Yankees think.
Yeah, let's get a game out of him before we lose him.
This guy's so bad, we don't want him on the team. Let's play him today. That's their logic. I should have. The analytics guy was in the gym with me today. I gave him a wave.
Dude.
I'm going to say something next time.
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? In Ford's last 31 plate appearances.
Yeah.
Guess how many hits he has?
One.
Yep.
Mike Ford has been Mike Ford has been a pitcher for
when
the
you
last
like
2 years.
Act in bad faith, and like you get arrested for it.
Act in bad faith and you get arrested for it. Sabotage, espionage.
That's spying. Sabotage is close. It's a different word. Like I want to say that good like faith. Starting Ford is
not good faith.
Like criminal.
Yeah.
Like. But it's not criminal. There's another word that I'm searching for.
Crime. The chat will get it. They're good.
Negligence. That's Brian. Thank you. It's negligent.
I like that. Evil is the next word that came through.
Let's check the definition of negligent to make sure.
Mike Ford.
Failing to take proper care in doing something. Yes.
Yeah.
It's negligent to start Mike Ford. Dude, in his last 31 plate appearances, he has one hit.
Yeah.
And five walks. He's got a 194 on base percentage. On the season, he's got four hits.
Jim, you can stretch it out even further.
It's negligent. All right, this lineup is negligent.
Over the last 2 years, 45 games.
He's going to get hits today.
Mike
Look
Ford
at this.
Has a 119 batting average. A 36 OPS plus.
It's just what the thing is, it's just completely not necessary.
Tyler Wade.
Even if you want to.
We're yelling for Tyler Wade to be in the lineup. That's where we're at.
But Tyler Wade, all right. Tyler
Wade's been a better hitter than Mike Ford.
Oh, for sure. But he also gives you good defense at the hardest defensive position on the field. You know, DJ for Ford at first base, it's not like there's a big change in defense there. If anything, DJ might be a little better.
It's like a good defensive infield.
But starting Ford is negligent. And I'm glad that someone in the chat reminded me what that word was.
Thank you. Aberrant got thrown out.
Dude, I wish I wasn't, like, mad, but I'm mad.
Hit a couple homers, 40. And we'll say baseball Susan. Jim, the pitching path to victory, Tyone could use a good start. Couple reasons, but everyone's ready. Albert Abreu fell on the sword yesterday. So, I mean, I think ideally it's Tyone, Loaiza, Chad, Chapman. And if you need lefties, we got Wandy, Litke, and not Wilson yet. It's full bore. Which means they'll probably go Tyone to King and then DFA King.
Yeah. How many balls do you think Ford's put in play since May?
So the question is, how many balls has Ford put in play since May? It's currently May 18th. Your posture is atrocious right now. I'd say three.
No.
One.
Look at his hit. Look at the spray chart of his hit.
Mike Ford's one hit looks like it's slightly to the left of the pitcher's mound. God, that's bad. That's a cold-ass honky.
It's really not even funny, man.
Macklemore got any new stuff?
So what was the pitching path to victory? Just everyone?
Everyone's available. In an ideal world, it's Tyone to Johnny Laza to Chad to Chapman.
What's their... Do they have a lot of lefties again?
If we need a lefty,
they
Wandy
do.
And Litke are ready.
Litke's going to see Lowe and Gallo today. Like, if it's Calhoun, Solak, Lowe, Gallo, they're going to use Litke for that.
Ooh,
lane.
So maybe an only twice through for Tyone anyways.
Yes, I... Yeah, get him a good start. Use Litke against that lefty crop, that lefty bunch, Lowe, Gallo. I think they'd do that.
Tell him that before the game.
I try to tell him about the good lineup.
Tell Tyone, you're going through the lineup twice, no matter what. So empty the tank. Be as gross as possible. Trevor Plouffe in the chat.
Trev's not going to like my mood right now.
Here for Zach. And the chat, he said. He's not here
good.
For you,
good.
So it's okay.
Good. Don't be... Trev, you're not going to like me right now. I'm being a rational, passionate fan.
Mm.
I can't get over it. What's next? I can't get over it. It's all... I mean, you know, sometimes you get into a cycle of a thought, and you just can't not think about that one thing. That's what's happening to me right now.
So I don't have thoughts.
Because the more I look at the stats, the more... It's incredible.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. Trevor Plouffe, and I'm here to say, used to pick it for the Twins. How about hey?
How about hey?
What's going on with the Homer draft, Zach? BBD was here yesterday.
BBD
like,
messed it up, Zach.
Was it very confusing?
He didn't. He didn't give Jake a point.
He didn't include Jake's point.
Yeah,
we got the homer point now,
but we added it since then.
Yeah, it's 12-7.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Series is 5-2-6.
Yes.
Yeah, we've tied six series.
Yeah, we don't have the ties on the screen, but there are six.
That's
ties.
Fine. Ties yeah. are like when Jake used to make out with
kissing.
My brother.
Yes.
Jimmy's little brother.
Yeah. Jake, you have first pick today.
He was 11 years old.
Jake can't go Judge, and he can't go Clint. Clint's not playing, so.
I am going to take with my first pick, Rougned Odor.
Yeah, it's a great pick because there's a storyline attached, Rougie homers, and then everyone tweets out, thanks for paying for that home run, Rangers.
Yeah. He's back. Oh. I wonder if he punches somebody.
The Mets got Maven for $1 million. I would have taken that.
I don't know if the Yanks would spend $1 million on Maven at this point.
Me neither.
I'm taking Gardy with my second pick, too, so I'll...
Oh, wow.
I'll finish up. I'm taking our two-hole hitter and our five-hole hitter.
Okay. I am taking Mike Ford and Ryan Lamar because
no.
I'm supposed to come here and give my best effort when they're running out a negligent lineup.
I'm rooting for Ryan Lamar.
Me too.
And Ford.
I'm rooting for the Yankees to win.
Yeah.
In any single possible way that it could happen.
Yeah.
So...
Those are your official picks.
I typed them in already.
Lamar and Ford.
Yep.
Or is it Ford and Lamar?
It was Ford and Lamar. Ford was my first pick.
Okay.
You make that mistake again, I'll sock you.
That's why I asked. Yeah. That's why I asked.
Yeah.
Zach? Whose homer picks do you like more?
I can't pick Jimmy today. Can't pick Jimmy's picks.
Why do you say that with such, like, peril?
He doesn't believe in negligence. Yeah. My new favorite word.
It's true.
It's a good word.
Ever since the three of us learned it today.
I was searching for it. I knew it existed.
He was thinking about it.
Right.
So that means you're taking...
Not me. He said that already.
Yeah. I said not Jimmy.
So if you had to take someone's homer draft pick.
It's just not going to take mine.
Whoever is not Jimmy's picks.
Gabbado. What do you think the over-under is for today? Yanks got their good lineup.
Bucks.
Fultonevich versus Tyone.
What do you think about the starting music of that ad on the website?
I didn't hate it, to be honest.
It's calming,
right? Peaceful.
Kind of needed it. They're saying that they didn't get Maven for $1 million, so I was trying to find out how much it was. I don't know. I think the over-under is 9.
Tyone, Fulty, 4-6, 5.
It was $1. The Mets paid $1 for him.
I would have liked that.
That's a real tweet. Joel Sherman, Cubs did not stand in the way of Maben getting an MLB opportunity. The cash consideration back from the Mets was $1.
So we're just... Ryan Lamar. In right field. Ryan Lamar's in right field. Yeah, over-under is 9. I don't know. I don't care. They just took the wind out of my sails. Maben stuff. 8.5. 9. 9.5.
9.5. 8.5 over. Well, the Yankees are playing. I don't care. My official pick is I don't care. I'm betting the push today.
You're betting the push on 8.5. I kind of recommend you don't do that.
Under.
As your dealer at the table.
Under because I hope that they do Tyone 2 and then they give Litke that lefty lane and then they go to the good bullpen. And Judge has a 2-run homer. Dude, you want to know what also sucks? The camera angles at this stadium are terrible.
Yeah.
Even the I thought it was just the behind home plate angle that sucked. You feel so far away. When they cut to the camera angle to show fly balls to the outfield, it looks like a blimp camera. It's awful.
Why would you plan that out when you're building a new stadium?
Dude, I might go full gummy for this game. I went half gummy yesterday. Like I might go full gummy before the game.
Dad's interested.
Like,
I'll go over. I like the bottom of the lineup today. My buddy took them in the homer draft. So I'm going to believe in that.
Obviously that they're going to win and the bottom lineup's going to come through because anytime that I allow this much emotion of negativity or disappointment with the lineup, it always gets thrown right back in my face because who cares? And that's why for a long time I wouldn't let myself do this and I'd be like, whatever, it's one game, I don't care.
I'll be honest, I'm a little worried about with Tyone against the top half of this lineup. Willie Calhoun, good lefty. Solak having a bad year, slumping a little bit. Nate Lowe, solid lefty. Joey Gallo, scary lefty. Elise Garcia, we're having a really good year. David Dahl, solid lefty. Kiner Falefa hitting .292. So, like, and I don't really believe in Fulty either, so I'm going over.
Has Fulty been good?
He's got a 4-6 er.
Whatever. I mean, Fuckhead wasn't good, and he shut him down yesterday.
Yeah.
What's his name? Sometimes I use that as a placeholder, and it seems like people rightfully think I'm insulting him.
Right.
But I'm just using it as a placeholder because I can't remember his name. Jordan Lyles. I don't think he's a fuckhead. I should use it as a placeholder as I can think. A lot of people would say, well, what's his name did really good against him.
Right.
And that's how normal people talk.
Yeah. His last four starts have been okay. He's only really been touched up two times, but it was earlier in the season. Come on, this Yankees lineup.
You know what I'm going to do tonight while I watch this game?
What are you going to do tonight?
I am going to take a full gummy after dinner, get really, really high, and perfect my board for the John Boy and Jake Radio draft tomorrow.
Okay.
That special guest, Eric Kratz, is joining us for. And that's what's going to be on my mind. And maybe hanging out with my dogs. I like them.
Did you hear Stephen Vogt tell his whistle story, his referee story?
Mm-mm.
Pretty good. Chris Rose rotation. What? They talk early on.
What's the story?
Why don't you listen?
I went to the wedding with Vogt once.
One day they were bored on the backfields of, like, spring training, and there's March Madness game or something, and there's a big foul call. And so he just did, like, a pretended to be the ref a little bit, and the guys were like, that's pretty good. And then they told the guys in the clubhouse, they're like, he does a pretty good ref.
That to be pigeonholed into a referee just because you did it once.
And then the first time he went on intentional talk, he got, like, begged to come on and to do full referee, and he did it, like, 5 minutes.
Someone in the chat said, pro tip, take it before dinner. Do you find that the gummies hit you harder before or after?
Jim, I barely have a brain.
Zach?
Don't have to answer if you don't feel comfortable.
I do think Jake barely has a brain.
Ha! That's funny. I always feel like they hit me after I eat harder. But I don't know. Is this guy advising me because he doesn't want to hit me as hard?
Your angle, dude?
Yes, yeah, C-card. What are you saying?
I do trust him, though, because he said he has 420 in his username.
Yeah, so obviously he knows. Yeah, I know. I just need him to follow up. Does it hit you harder before or after, C-card?
That's my John Lovitz
face. C-card going to give advice and run?
If that was just a C-card hit and run.
I mean, what?
You got any premos today?
Premonition?
Yeah.
No. Boone pinch hits Clint, and he strikes out looking, and then it's just Boone throwing Clint to the fire, knowing that, like, more people are going to be mad at him, and it's unfair to Clint.
I think someone actually kicks a ball today. Someone boots a ball.
Wait, did C-Card respond but not give advice?
Yeah, he said, I'm in Oregon, just eat him. So now I really trust him.
So, dude, I have no idea. Just eat him when?
Just eat him. Don't overthink it, man.
Jeez.
I prefer home.
Yeah, let's go home.
Good job, Zach.
Did we stay at the office so late on these West Coast trips and they drop that lineup on us? It's just like, dude.
This is like fake West Coast.
Do they know that they can play their good players?
Do you have the time to listen to me rhyme?
No, keep going.
Barbaric!
What a loser!
Let that word resound.
I was going to do the high harmony.
Barbaric!
Keep going. Sometimes
that word resound.
Give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. Zombie.
I'm the most pathetic man in the world.
Come on.
Jake wants blood from his testicles.